Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Howdy doody, y'all. Brittany is eating a bag of Skinny Pop.
Sorry.
But this is violating community guidelines. Okay, yes.
I think I edged you there.
Uh-huh, and I came. sorry.
Do we need to pause?
Okay, sorry.
I got the wet wipes.
sorry, but I'm Sarah Schauer, and this is...
I'm Brittany Broski. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing today?
Hey.
On this episode, we're going to be talking about, you know it, you love it, you hate it, it's dangerous,
mm-hmm.
Tinder. And Sarah's never really used... You're not a big Tinder person.
Surprisingly, no. I think I used it briefly, like, in college, like, 2014. But, the guys... I mainly dated the people at my school, so I didn't really have to go on dating apps.
Oh, you didn't rely on the internet to get you puss.
Dick.
Well, at the time.
Yeah.
I would say pussy is an genderless term.
Mm-hmm. The ass is the pussy of the back. Well, I mean, but you use Tinder, right?
I went hog wild on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, so here's my tea. Let me suck this butter off my fingers. Hold on. Mute that. So, in 2015, I graduated high school, moved to College Station, mm-hmm. Went to Texas A&M. I downloaded Tinder right after I graduated high school because I didn't want to be doing all that in my parents' house.
Yeah.
And also, what am I going to do? Can you go pick me up? No. So I downloaded it the summer after my freshman year. Mm-hmm. So I started freshman year at A&M. I stayed in my dorm room the whole time. I was so scared. And then that ended. I started summer school in Dallas and I downloaded Tinder for the first time. And I was scared shitless because I was 19.
Yeah.
And I set the age preferences to, like, obviously 18 to probably, like, 24, which, looking back, that's weird.
Yeah.
If you're 24 going on a date with, like, fresh high school grads,
yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I was like, I want an older man. I don't want to date someone 18. Like, mm-hmm. That's cringe. Because that is also, like, you know, you're a freshman in college and you're dating a senior in high school. Ew, grow up.
Yeah.
Even though it's probably, like, a few months difference
yeah.
of age. So I download Tinder. The first guy that matches with me. I'm like, he's the one.
Yeah.
Ugly man. His name was Jonathan. And he's the one that I catfished into thinking I was British.
Yeah.
So that was my first ever online dating experience. I was like, you know what? I'm going to lie.
Yeah.
And not only am I going to lie, I'm going to fake a personality. And so I did that. And I went on a date with him. And at this point in my life, I was curling my hair with a 1/4 inch curling iron.
Yes.
And it was like... poofy
spaghetti noodle,
literally like yeah. ramen noodle curls on my head, and I thought I was slay girl, and I was not. And I look back and I say, but I went on these dates, and I would show up, and we went to this nice French restaurant, and I got all dressed up, and I whatever, and I sat down, and I was like, because we had been talking, and I lied,
yeah.
Cause I was like, this is fun, this is a joke, and I was like, I know, yeah, I'm from London, but, like, my dad's in the Air Force. He's in, like, the Royal Air Force, and my mum's from Texas, and, like, obviously, you know what I mean? Like, it's sort of, I've gone back and forth my whole life. And yeah. It's very, like, unique. And so I go to Texas A&M, but, like, I go home every summer back to London, like, back to Essex and da da da. And he was like, I've never met a British person before. And I was like, you still haven't.
Yeah.
And so I agree to go on this date with him. And I show up, and I'm having a fucking laugh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's shits and gigs. And I'm answering all of his questions, and I keep the accent the whole time. And I'm not old enough to drink, so I'm not drinking. He's drinking.
Yeah.
And the drunker he gets, the more he's like, you're the most beautiful woman. He was also ugly, so of course he would say that to me, because I probably was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. And so we're talking whatever. He texts me the next day, and looking back, I'm like, you are so fucking creepy, and I could have died. He was like, I can't get the scent of your perfume out of my mind. And I was like, ew, what? Because I hugged him.
Yeah.
And he was like, when can I see you again? And I was like, let's go on another date. Sure, because he was paying for all this. Yeah. All this we went to the movies. We saw some scary movie that I had already seen with my friends. So I, like, knew when to jump.
Paddington.
And Paddington 2.
Yes.
Paddington 2, it gets real. It gets real. Anyway, went on this, like, movie theater date, and he was like, what do you call it in Britain? I was like, the cinema.
How did you keep this up this long?
It was fun. It was fun to me. And I had just binged TOWIE, yeah. which is this trashy British reality TV show. And I was, like, obsessed, and I was so good at it. And I just, like, kept with it. And he was, like, the first peepee I ever touched and all this. Like, it got serious. But I was able to do that because I wasn't being myself.
Yeah.
Like, there was – I was so afraid of, like, that vulnerability.
Yeah.
And thinking, okay, this is just some Tinder match. I don't fucking know this dude. I don't even know his last name. I'm doing this as a bit. Like, I'm using an accent. It's funny. It's a joke. I did all that. And I think that that got rid of a lot of the, like, embarrassment that I felt of, like, I've never, like, touched a wee-wee.
Can I say, I literally, like, the last time that we recorded a podcast, I was like, do you know the easiest way to get sexy if you can't feel sexy? It's to joke
it's
about
fake it.
Yeah, dude, you've we're ahead
I
of the curve.
I faked my way into a hand job.
Yeah, dude. No, but I mean, like, you actually, like, you discovered it before I did. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even know that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel icky because it's like, okay, well, the first time I did that, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't being myself. But I was, I guess.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
The only thing is, when I look back, I'm like, that age gap was gross.
Yeah, how old was he again?
24.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, ew.
Yeah.
And so, that he was a Tinder guy, and I was like, I've got to go back to school, like, in a fall. It's a semester, like, it starts late August. I've got to go, I'm sorry. And he was like, well, no, when can I? I'll drive down to see you. And I was like, don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'll be busy. Yeah. Like, ew, fuck off. And, time I would come back for, like, Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever, he would, like, text me. And I just had to ghost him after a while. I was like, dude, you were a social experiment for me.
Yeah.
This is not, there's nothing going on here.
That is so crazy. I was going to make a joke that, yeah, because British summers are during Christmas.
Australia.
I know. But, like, that is, what did he do in, like, the town that you lived in? Like, that.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what he did, but he had Star Wars tattoos on his rib cage, the Resistance on one side and the Empire on the other. And at the time I was like, he's so smart.
I mean, at least that's not like a clock and a lion, like,
and a rose and a swastika.
there's
always something deeply problematic and or one of those the like tiger claw mark tattoos the American flag under it.
Yeah,
so slay.
I've been on a date with a guy who had his last name tattooed across his back like a jersey.
Holy shit.
I was like, what are you going to forget?
Oh, I can't see what does it say?
I have two tattoos. I don't know if this happens to you. Like, I barely see them because I don't really, they're on my back and my hip. But like, when I get out of the shower and I see them, I'm like, oh. Yeah, do you ever do that with your tattoos?
No.
Oh, you just.
Because I look at them all day.
Oh.
And I like touch them and I, because I put sunscreen on them every day.
Okay.
So I don't, it never scares me. When up here it does sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I forgot I had that. Because I never see my arm.
Upper arm?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I had a crazy farmer's tan. Oh, my
God. And so did your cowgirl. Just her legs are tan.
Just her feet are tan, yeah.
Wait, let's tell you about Tinder.
Yeah, all right, guys. Thanks for hearing me through that story.
Our goal was trying to keep it brief, but...
Yeah, we're trying to keep it brief. We're going to... Okay.
But that honestly was a great story.
Thank you so much.
It takes balls to pretend to be British for that long.
I can't believe I did it.
Yeah.
And he believed me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And there's more to it. I met his dad, and he was like, you British people are so lovely. I was like, ew! You guys are all fucking idiots.
Yes.
You guys are fucking idiots. I watched a British reality TV show and I got this accent. You guys are believing it. You are eating it up. I'm hand feeding it to you. Anyway, Tinder is an online dating and geosocial networking app. In Tinder, users swipe right to like or swipe left to dislike other users' profiles, which include their photo, a short bio, and a list of their interests. Tinder uses a double opt-in system where both users must like each other before they can exchange messages. And you know what? There is something so primal but easy about that,
mm-hmm.
because it eliminates the will they won't they.
Yeah,
like, do they think I'm hot? I think they're hot. Why are they talking to me? What's going on here? On Tinder, it's presumed that, like, you both find each other attractive.
Yeah.
Boom, that's out of the way.
Yeah,
so I appreciate that, and I used to appreciate that when I was on these sort of apps, because in real life it's never that easy.
I have a genuine question. Mm. If Jonathan was so ugly, what drew you to him?
He gave me attention.
Oh.
Hope this helps.
Okay.
Yeah, hope that answers your question.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Well.
That'll do it. Feeling weird.
Yeah. But there's Sean Rad, the founder of Tinder in 2012, at a hackathon held at the startup incubator Hatch Labs in West Hollywood.
Now, what the fuck is a hackathon?
I think it's where hackers get together and they just crack codes. Yeah.
Slay. They just do Sudoku.
Yes. By 2014, Tinder was registering about 1 billion daily swipes and reported that users logged into the app on average 11 times a day. Kind of, yeah. Actually, when I was on dating apps, like,
oh my God,
I would check them so frequently, honestly.
I guess I would, too. Especially if you're messaging back and forth with someone.
Yeah.
Like, every time they send you a message, yeah, I'm opening the app.
Exactly. In 2015, Tinder was the fifth highest grossing mobile app. And in 2019, it surpassed Netflix in annual spending.
Fuck me.
That is crazy.
And like, more people are, like, hold on. Tinder spending money or people are spending money on Tinder?
Is there a purchase option on Tinder?
Yeah, Tinder Premium.
Shop Tinder? Oh, Tinder Premium.
Please don't
buy that outfit.
Yes. Buy his look.
Yeah. In 2020, Tinder had 6.2 million subscribers and 75 million monthly active users. As of 2021, Tinder has recorded more than 65 billion matches worldwide.
That's more than McDonald's.
Oh my God.
65 million hamburgers sold. Billion. Yes.
The history, actually, I'm trying to think, what is crazy about, like, the gay versus straight dating experience is, like, when I was on dating apps with men, so many men, desperate, like, just loads of men.
Yeah, if you have a pulse,
yeah,
they will, what are you doing right now? Come yeah. over.
Like, on female dating apps, if you're gay, like, you get max probably 15 a week.
That's a lot.
Is it?
It depends how much you're swiping.
If you're on there... 2 to 3 hours a day, you know.
That you're putting in the work.
Yes,
I am. That's actually a minimal reward for how much work you're putting in.
Oh my gosh, something that I think is really kind of sweet but sad is, like, you ever, like, date someone and then you re-download the app and it's the same people that matched with you before?
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey. It's like how you're, like, driving next to someone on the highway for, like, a couple hours.
You got
to
do the yeah. Jeep wave.
Yes.
The little white person smile. How are you? Mm-hmm.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You want to talk about the history?
I do want to talk about the history, but I also want to ask you, what's something, because we've like rated and ranked people's Tinder profiles on our YouTubes before. Yeah. What is for you, what do you look for? You don't look for funny people. You don't want people to like you.
Yeah, the thing is like, humor on dating apps is very like hit or miss.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like jokes that are from the internet. And I think that that's a little bit like, it's not annoying. It's like, if that's your favorite joke, but, it's like, I'd rather you have like your own shtick. Mm. I think for girl, what do I look for? I look for someone who's a little bit more androgynous or mask visually. You can honestly be femme as well. But like for the about section, that's such a hard thing. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of girls either load it way too much or there's nothing at all.
Yeah, and too extreme.
Yeah, I feel like the ones with like 12 bullet points about like, you know, Libra, 24, don't smoke, have a dog.
Love pasta.
It's very to the point, but it doesn't show personality. You know right. what I mean?
It's like, okay, you've told me the basics.
Yeah.
Now, who are you?
Yeah, and then, like, when there's girls who don't have any sort of bio, I'm like, I understand that you're attractive, but, like, I don't want to be just too attractive people. But, like, your personality is what's hottest.
Right.
So it's, like, very hard to, like, find, like, the perfect personality, like, blurb.
Yeah.
You know?
I would agree. I've always been very, I was always proud of my Tinder bios because I put so much. I was like, this perfectly captures my personality.
Yeah.
It would be like, because this was in college, it would be like my major, my year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, something like, I don't know. There was one of my favorite Tinder matches I ever had. I still think about him to this day. His name was John. And his bio said, looking for someone to be my date to the solar eclipse. What was that? That was in like 2017. There was like some big eclipse. He was like, looking for a partner to help with my sacrifice, my blood sacrifice during the lunar eclipse. And I was like, he's funny.
Yeah.
He was like, and he said something like, I'll buy us matching robes.
Yeah.
I was like, he's funny.
Yes.
And I still think about him. He had one of the, that's what I look for, a dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
And like, you never know if they're joking or not until you meet them. Mm-hmm. And he was that type of person because we ended up hooking up. And then I was like falling in love with him because that was him. Like in all aspects, he was just this constant rapid fire wit. And I love that. And I want to be around people like that. And he just did not give a fuck about me because of what we always talk about of like, men don't think women are smart. Therefore, they cannot be funny.
Yeah.
I was just as witty as him, if not wittier.
Yeah.
And he never like noticed that about me.
Yeah.
It made conversation flow incredibly easily because I'm smart and funny.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't enough to like, you know, like what else do I need to give to get you to
that sucks.
Want me?
Yeah.
It's so strange. And it's also strange how things can be going so over Tinder, like over these, the messaging features that are embedded in the platforms.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so, everything's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's flirty. You already like each other.
Yeah.
There's gifts. You can't send pictures, so it can't be overtly sexual unless you give your phone number out.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, like, sexually explicit. It's like, everything should go right, and it just doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Tinder has always, like, sucked. I know that, like, Hinge sucks, and well, the other apps suck in their own way, but, like, Tinder sucks in that it's mainly, like, for hookups.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we should also point that out. If you've never downloaded an online dating app, you're so free,
mm-hmm.
and I envy you. Tinder is the hookup app. Bumble is the casual dating sex with you and other people, but I also really like you app, and Hinge is like, I want a boyfriend.
Yeah, I want to get married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the army guys who were like, I'll pump one in you right now and go off to the justice of the peace.
I'm literally in my car as we're talking.
I'm on the bus from the barracks.
So the basic history of Tinder, it was developed in Southern California by co-founders Justin Mateen and Sean Rad and Christopher Galinsky and Jonathan Bedeen. On September 14, 2012, the Tinder application went live on Apple iOS devices for students at USC and UCLA and select colleges in Texas and Boston.
Let's go!
Like you were talking about in the last episode, the only three states.
Texas, New York, and California.
Except Boston is, but yeah.
Boston's in New York.
According to Mateen, the company seeded the app's network with attractive women and socially active students on campus. And then on December 19th, 2013, the app was released on Google Android mobile operating system. And then January 13th, 2014, Tinder released a promotional video titled It Starts Here, featuring young people engaging in various recreational activities and using the Tinder dating app.
That is about the time that it kind of started to boom.
Yeah.
Because in high school, I remember some girls would be like, I'm on Tinder. I met this guy on Tinder. And my brain, my little teenage brain was like, that's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know these men. They're way older than you. That you're in high school. Like, doesn't that seem a little...
Yeah.
I remember thinking that. My friend Kate was like, I just downloaded Tinder. I'm going on a date later tonight. And I was like, you're simply 16.
Isn't that illegal?
Definitely. She lied about her age.
Oh, God.
I was just like, ew. And then when I got to college, I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
But I was also a college girl.
Yeah.
So that's a lot different than, like, lying about your age in high school. That's just ick. That's going to...
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. We're going to jump to the features of this app.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, if you've never used it, hi, welcome to the internet and welcome to our podcast, Violating Community Guidelines, where we teach you about the internet. So once registered via Facebook account, Tinder gathers the user's basic information and analyzes his or her social graph data, such as geographic location, mutual friends, and common interests, to recommend potential candidates that are most likely to be compatible. I forgot about that. You do have to link your Facebook or your Instagram.
That sucks, because on my Facebook, I lied about my age. And so, like, when I had...
You can't fix it.
Literally on Bumble and Hinge, I was that person with, like, it says that I'm 27, yeah. But I'm like, but I'm actually... It's like, oh my God, I hate... I can't fix it.
I'm an idiot, I'm sorry.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then users can then build their preferences by either approving, like, or disapproving, nope, the individual profile photos of other users, such as using a mechanic. Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Using a mechanism that is much reminiscent of Hot or Not. In addition to its geosocial networking feature, Tinder also distinguishes itself from other mobile dating apps by limiting the two-way messaging services to users who have mutually shown interest in each other.
Because if they didn't do that, I would be harassing some men.
You would see so many... I was going to say, they would see your pussy a lot.
Yeah. Me sending unsolicited puss pics.
Just your pussy with the thoughts? Yes.
What do you think about this one?
Yes.
I can get a different angle if you...
The thing prefer. Is like, pussy pictures are so... unusual.
It's also just nothing attractive about a dick pic or a puss pic.
No.
Why? You are showing me the nastiest part of you.
I think the only thing that could be useful with a dick pic is to show size, but that's pretty much it. Like, length.
It's not about size, it's about how you use it.
Yeah, I guess.
Opposite to me, I have a giant puss. Yes. And it's also hard to use. It's out of commission currently. It's being serviced.
It's like driving an Escalade. You have to get used to it.
You were driving a public city bus.
Yes.
How they take up the whole intersection when they turn.
Yeah.
I've always... The strength of bus drivers.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the teacup ride at Disneyland, but it's the steering wheel.
They feel the weight of each child as they turn. My pussy is like when you're riding a tandem bike and the person behind you isn't pedaling. I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Vaguely ominous, threatening statement.
Super heavy.
Heavy and...
Kind of a burden.
Yeah. Yes. Sweaty. Pointy.
The features, in addition to its geo, yes. So there's the super like.
Yeah, super like.
On September 9th.
Which is honestly the biggest way to say you're a fucking creep.
Really?
Yeah, dude. If a man super likes you, they are always ugly.
Okay.
Always. Never has a hot man super liked someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have to.
That's true.
If you're hot, people are going to like you anyway.
Yeah.
So like, if you're super liking me, I'm not going to like you back. I can guarantee.
Oh.
And they send you a push notification too.
Yeah.
It's like, so-and-so super liked you. And I'm like, I'm just not even going to open it.
Yeah.
It's just going to make me sad.
On September 9th, 2015, Tinder announced that they would be adding a new swiping method called Super Like. The new feature allows users to swipe up to notify that the user has been super liked by the presence of a blue footer at the bottom of their profile picture. Along with the announcement, Tinder uploaded a promotional video for the feature on YouTube.
To limit the number of super likes a user could issue, Tinder also announced that users would start off with one super like per day without the ability to bank unused super likes. So that was these men. You wasted your one super like on me, brother.
I feel like that's also a little bit flattering, though. You have one a day, and that they used it on you. I know that men are perverts, but that they're pervert towards just you for that day.
And I am flattered. And yes, thank you for saying that. But it just doesn't hit the way they wish it would, you know? That's not the compliment that you think it is.
Yeah.
It's actually warding me away from you.
I think that's the original, like, hey, you're hot, but I say that louder than everyone else.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Shouted.
Yes. There's also Tinder U on August 21st, 2018. Tinder announced a feature on the app specifically for college students, Tinder U. Did you use that?
No.
Oh.
I was graduated at this point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. You were so young. The function only works with a .edu email address. I feel like that's actually pretty, like,
smart.
Yeah. Making the app exclusive to those attending four-year accredited not-for-profit schools in the U.S. While it's only open to college students, users will be able to toggle back and forth between Tinder U and Tinder. Additionally, the Tinder U profile will have slight differences, varying that the user is a university student as well as the icon for which college the user attends.
This would have been so nice because when I was at A&M, being on Tinder and, like, finding guys...
Mm-hmm.
You always, like, you want someone to be at your school.
Yeah.
Because it's like you have something to talk about immediately. What's your major? Oh, you know so-and-so? Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, I went to high school. There's a connection there. I would match with some guys where I'm like, he's hot. What do you do? Car mechanic.
Yeah.
I'm from here.
There's nothing. I'm not to be rude to townies.
No, not to be rude, but, like, that's not what I want.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here going to school, getting a degree. I want to fucking get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want to be even, like, entertain the idea of staying in this little town.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish that there was some distinction. So this is actually super smart.
Yeah, that would have been nice for where I went to school. It was right next to a Navy base. So, of course.
Yeah.
It's all military guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of... in Dallas, where we lived, it was like North Dallas, there was a base right next to us, and it was a lot of that.
Yeah.
Guys, literally, I have gotten before, like, let's get married. Like, we've been talking for 4 days.
Yeah.
You have never even heard my voice.
Don't even know my last name because it's not on the profile.
Yep, and I have a filter on every single one of my pictures. You don't even know what I look like, dude.
There's also face-to-face, which Staley didn't explain. And then there's the Instagram integration, common connection, panic button. Ooh, is panic button like...
Let's look I don't that know up. What that is.
Wait, what is Tinder panic button? It launches the fucking nukes. you panic on Tinder and you just decimate Canada. The feature will give Tinder users the option of uploading details about an upcoming date prior to meeting up. They will then be able to press a panic button during the date if necessary, which will prompt the app to connect emergency services with the user's location data and details about
the date. That's
smart. Also, that is smart, but also if you feel like you're about to go on a date with someone, just preventative measures.
That, like, simply being a woman. If you go on a date with anyone.
Yeah.
Plus One was a feature that was announced by Tinder in October of 2021, so last year, as a way for users to connect with each other on the Explore page to arrange a date for weddings. You can be a wedding date for someone.
That's actually kind of cute.
Users are able to signify if they are looking for or are willing to be a wedding date. That is a fan fiction that I need to write.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fan fiction waiting to happen. So you wanted to talk about the 2014 Sochi Olympics.
I did, just because I wanted to discuss this.
So what is it, first of all? Like, what's the phenomenon?
So let me just read some. The basic thing of what I was, like, interested in. So, like, last year when there was the Summer Olympics that they postponed, I noticed that, like, there was a lot of videos on TikTok of people who are, like, just normal everyday people where they set their location to the Olympic Village. And so a lot of people were matching with Olympians. And so I feel like if you want to, like, hack, you know, the athletic bloodline in your family, you would go to the Olympics and then set up your Tinder or, like, your Bumble for the Olympic Village.
That is hilarious.
I know. You could literally go on a date with a fucking Olympian. But so the Sochi Olympics on November 12, 2014, the celebrity news blog Us Weekly ran an interview with U.S. Olympic snowboarder Jamie Anderson, who was quoted as saying that athletes in the Sochi Olympic Village were using the mobile app to socialize with other Olympians. Tinder is the Olympic Village. Tinder in the Olympic Village is next level. It's all athletes. In the Mountain Village, it's all athletes. It's hilarious. There are some cuties on there. On the same day, several news sites published articles about the use of Tinder in Sochi, including Valley Wang, ABC News, and The Huffington Post. And on February 13th, The Onion released a satirical news report featuring Olympians having public sex in a variety of locations at the Sochi Olympic Village.
I feel like Have you ever gone on a date with an athlete?
Ooh. shit. I'd have to think back. It's probably a boy. I've been on a date with a girl who was, she had 3 black belts.
Shit.
But that's the closest, yeah.
I would say, yeah, because what I was about to say, I don't think that would apply, is like, athletes are some of the most bland personalities.
Oh, yeah.
I've ever met in my life.
Have you gone on a date with an athlete?
Yeah.
What happened?
I went on a date with a hockey player one time. The most boring fucking person I've ever met.
Oh, my God. I love, like, hockey players. They're so fucking cute. Yes.
Yeah, they're hot. Yeah. But it's also like, that's all they want to talk about. Because when you're in that,
yeah.
If you're a basketball player, a football player, a hockey player, a ballerina, yeah. a dancer, that is your life.
Yeah.
And not just like, this is my job and on the side I like to do this. That's your whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Every free moment you have is practicing, spending time with your friends who also do that thing, prepping, playing, traveling for that thing. It's yeah. like, that's all they want to talk about. I have never been more bored in my life, dude.
Yeah.
So this is so interesting because it's like, oh, I want to date with an Olympian, An Olympian?
Yeah.
Guess what they're going to talk about? The Olympics.
Their sport. That is true, but I feel like they would connect on the fact that they're at the Olympics. How many conversation like dates do you think started with like, dude, we're at the Olympics?
Yeah. Damn, can you believe it?
You're like the best at snowboarding. I'm the best at skiing. We yeah. should have sex.
We should have passionate sex in the ski lift.
Honestly, but you can connect on a lot, like your workout routine, like probably your diet.
Yeah, I'm sure there's tons for all them to talk about. Yeah, and like, there's so many. It's such a small community. Yeah. Like they all know each other.
Especially the Winter Olympics. It's like, where did you train? Oh, I've been there before. Right. That sort of thing.
But
yeah.
for me, hey.
I have no idea.
You know what I had for dinner last night?
Yeah.
Soup from Chick-fil-A.
I missed a flight and now I'm at Sochi. This is an accident. But I'm super excited that you're in the Olympics.
Missed my connection.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait, what did you just say about? Were you going to pull something up?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I was trying to check my text.
Oh, sorry.
Check my text messages, and I forgot I was connected to the HDMI cord.
Okay.
So that's a little fun bit for you guys.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I think the most, like, I've never been on a date with, like, a athlete in that sense, but, like, I watch all those, like, cheer documentaries, and, like.
Oh, those are so interesting.
Literally 8-hour, like, practice days, and they're, like, there's no body fat
that's
on them.
That's what I'm saying is, like, well, cheer is different, I feel like, because there's a lot of fun personalities in yeah. cheer, but they are athletes as well.
Yeah.
Like, some of the most talented athletes.
Yeah.
Too. But like that is their whole life, dude.
Yeah.
What if I don't know jack shit about cheerleading? We have nothing to talk about.
I know. I think what I would be most scared of with dating an athlete is that they would get hurt. Like it's
oh, yeah.
When it comes to like cheer.
And then be out of commission and be a loser.
Yeah. I'd have to carry him around. No, I mean like cheer and like sports where there's stunts.
Yeah.
Like I'm like worried about their neck the entire time.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be able to like watch them and enjoy it. I'd be like,
Yeah. No, dude, watching those shows too, I'm like, what do you mean you sprained your fucking back?
Yeah.
How do you recover from that?
I know. What do you mean you pulled your torso?
What does that even mean?
You pulled it where? Yeah. So I just wanted to touch on that because I feel like if I ever went to the Olympics, I'd like set up my, I'm in a 5-mile radius.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I would love to.
I'm here.
Yes.
Hey, ladies.
I'm old. Okay.
All right. So there was a mass date in New York City in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
On August 19th, 2018, a prank was held at Union Square in New York City where dozens of men arrived at the park to meet Natasha Aponte, an aspiring actress who invited the men on Tinder to the location for a date. During the event, Aponte addressed the men on stage and revealed that they would be competing in various challenges to win a date with her. That is so funny.
That is really fucking funny.
Good for her.
And I think a lot of the guys stayed.
I would.
I'm so bad with competitions.
Oh, I would have stayed I would have been kicked out. We both would have been kicked out. But I would have stayed on the sidelines and been rooting for some other men.
Yeah. But I mean, like, okay, so imagine it's like a man invites like 50 women. Would you stay?
No.
Okay.
Now, see, that's different.
Yeah. I think for me personally, like, if a girl invited like 50, I would just look around and be like, you know what?
Yeah, who's my competition? I'm losing.
Someone give me a mic, and that's probably the most redeeming thing, but yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, my body is made of clay. It's silt, you know? You find this, like, deep in the dirt. And, like, my skin is, like, fine sandpaper. I could take off your makeup if we kiss.
A half decomposed corpse
yes.
that was recently excavated.
Yes. But that is actually really fucking funny. Just a bunch of guys competing for this one girl.
The Bachelorette.
She was... Oh, yeah, yeah.
They should make this a show.
I wonder if that was her inspiration, probably.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are some criticisms, very valid criticisms, mm-hmm. of apps like these. First and foremost, privacy concerns. Critics have raised concerns about Tinder regarding issues including cybersecurity, data privacy, and public health. Public health officials in Rhode Island and Utah have claimed that Tinder and similar apps are responsible for an increase in some STDs, and they would not be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In February 2014, security researchers in New York found a flaw which made it possible to find users' precise locations for between 40 and 165 days. That's scary.
And that's how they got the concept for Grindr.
Down to the apartment number.
Dude, isn't Grindr just so impressive? I know that you guys are like, it's disgusting or like whatever, but to literally get a notification that says someone is 4 feet or 4 or 20 feet away from you.
Yeah. Like, they want to fuck raw.
Imagine if you went on like an app where like a man who's interested in you is literally 20 feet away. Would you take the opportunity to like turn and be like,
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
It's me.
I would.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He turns around, yes. Leaves the building. I didn't know you to be here. Yes. We've been messaging.
You send over a drink. It's a glass of milk.
If you were in a bar and someone sent you a White Russian, what are you doing?
Shitting my pants.
You take it?
I chug it, stand up, and then show them the splotch on my back.
It went up the small of your...
I lay down like a baby and it went up my back. I'm sorry, guys. It's green. I bend over because I
start crying.
My diapy. I'm literally shot and killed. Put an X on the ground, and then Hollywood tours get to see where I die.
Holy shit. Okay. I just see it in my mind so clear.
I know. Like,
met her in a bar. All right. Wow.
Tinder's spokesperson, Rosetta Pambakken, said the issue was resolved within 48 hours. And then Tinder CEO Sean Rad said in a statement that shortly after being contacted, Tinder implemented specific measures to enhance location security and further obscure location data. Fine. In August of 2016, two engineers found another flaw that showed all users' matches exact location.
Fucking hell.
Again, the location was updated every time a user logged into the app, and it worked even for blocked matches. That's terrifying.
Why would you... That's not a flaw.
That's a... Yeah.
That's, y'all programmed that. What do you mean a flaw?
Criminals. The issue was detected in March of 2016, but it was not fixed until August of 2016.
Maybe that's why summer 16 was the best year ever.
Because everyone was found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
That's dangerous.
In July 2017, a study published in Advances in Intelligent Systems and Computing found that Tinder users are excessively willing to disclose their personally identifiable information. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something about talking to a stranger.
Yeah.
It's like when you sit in a hairdresser's chair and it's just word vomit, just diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah, so my social security number is 669, and yes, I've always wanted bangs. Like, it's like, yeah, I understand that.
And when we moved from Main Street down to wherever, and it was the one on the very end with mm-hmm. the picket fence. Yeah, just more layers if you don't mind. Yeah, I want to go a little blonde.
I love low lights. We keep the key under the mat. <It's> like,
it really is. I've told some men some things in the DMs that it's just like, why the fuck did I say that?
Well, what have you said? Like, what's an example of something you've said?
I don't just like shit I used to do as like a teenager or stuff I used to like or just lying.
Yeah.
I used to lie.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you listen to Baby Keem?
Yeah.
I fucking love him. Yes. Love Baby Keem, dude. Yes. What? I lied. I just lied to you.
Yeah.
Me Googling Baby Keem, like trying to find a lyric to send. Love this one.
Oh, actually, yeah, I've done that before.
Oh,
yeah.
I do that all the time. Well, I used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not on dating apps anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I was banned. I'm kidding. I have had some friends banned from mm-hmm. from dating apps, which is always a funny story.
Yeah, I mean, I was banned from Hinge for impersonating Sarah Schauer.
That's different. That's funny, but that's not like you did something.
Oh, no,
where they were like, you have got to be stopped.
I know friends have, I have a friend who was banned from an app because she kept asking matches for money. Apparently you're not supposed to do that. Which, why not, though?
Yeah, why not?
You can't solicit people.
Because Tinder's like, I want some.
Yeah.
Where's my percentage?
So, the safety of Tinder. In 2021, Tinder partnered with and invested in Garbo, a nonprofit background check company. The partnership was intended to add a feature enabling users to run background checks on their matches.
Oh, I would abuse that privilege.
Critics believe the integration of background check software discriminates against 1/3 of the adult working population in the U.S. who have criminal records.
1/3?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have criminal records. The way that your hair is with the glasses.
What do you mean? You have a criminal record? Is that like you got a parking ticket?
No, I mean like...
You have an outstanding balance?
Actually, I don't know if like parking tickets show up on a criminal record. I assume
I mean,
if
you
got
to go to court if you don't pay them. Pay a lot of them.
Not if you move. No, I'm kidding. wait, no, but I mean, if you could, your job can do like a background search, they can find parking tickets.
But is that a criminal record? I mean, if they're counting like... speeding tickets as part of a criminal record,
then lock me up,
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
But that's wild to think that, like, that probably is what it is. If a third of all working adults doesn't sound right to me.
Another issue that critics raised was the unreliability of background checks, since they disproportionately impact people from Black and other ethnic minorities.
Yep.
A prison policy initiative spokesperson claimed that because the U.S. applies laws unequally, introducing criminal background checks onto dating apps would filter out marginalized groups of people. Oh, wait, so you can't sign up if you have a criminal record?
Yeah.
Of course that's fucked up. Yeah. Moreover, public records and court documents often contain erroneous or outdated information.
Nope.
Garbo does not advertise drug possession charges or traffic violations in an attempt to combat further marginalization. So that answered our, in 2022, Tinder announced a partnership with the campaign group No More in an attempt to protect its users against domestic violence, especially the women who are more vulnerable. No More app feature will educate users about safe dating.
Yeah, that means nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because no man is sitting down being like, what can I do to make women feel safe?
Yeah.
Like, this is, if anything, for women to... protect, like, equip themselves better with tips and tricks to date safely, because men don't have to think about this stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to skip over to the psychology of Tinder, which is, I have a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an opinion piece by Psychology Today called What Tinder is Doing to Our Brains. We like looking at hot people. When users open Tinder, they are presented with an array of images. A study led by Vasily Klucharev from the FC Donder Center for Cognitive Neuroimaging in the Netherlands found that activity in the nucleus accumbens... They're throwing fucking science terms at us again.
Accumbens.
Nucleus accumbens, a brain region involved in reward processing, is more active when people view attractive faces. True.
Mm-hmm.
People also believe that attractive people are more intelligent, sociable, competent, friendly, and trustworthy.
We were talking about this in the last episode.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are pretty are assumed to be, like, better.
Good people. Yeah. Even mothers are swayed by looks. A study by developmental psychologist Judith Langlois found that mothers are more affectionate towards attractive babies. Because of this bias, there are now services that allow users to upload photos that anonymous people rate. Services such as PhotoFeeler provide rating services for those who want to look attractive or professional or fun.
There is nothing more nightmarish than uploading my photo and then being like, what do you guys think?
All right, guys, let me know your true and honest opinion.
I doubt that, like, anyone's, like, really, like, giving you actual feedback. Like, hey, maybe if you button your top button
no,
or, like, some...
fat, I'll go.
Yeah. Like,
Yeah. Nope.
That is so crazy that even mothers are more affectionate towards attractive babies.
I believe it.
Oh, my God. Were you a cute baby?
Yeah.
Do you have any? Oh, okay.
I was an adorable baby.
Were you like,
I don't know what happened. My family called me Tweety as a nickname because I looked like Tweety Bird.
Because
I had a big fucking forehead and blue eyes. Aww. And I was bald till I was three. I also had a beak. Mm-hmm. Yes. And consider the element of unpredictable rewards associated with... Can I speak? Consider the element of unpredictable rewards associated with the use of Tinder. Unpredictable rewards cause more activity in reward regions of the brain than rewards we know are coming. That's fair.
Yeah.
Like, it's that gambling mentality. Mm-hmm. Casino... Oh, I'm so smart. Casino slot machines are one example of this effect at work. Players do not know when, while pulling a lever or pressing a button, they will hit a jackpot. They play knowing that eventually, but not exactly when, someone who pulls the lever will win.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, but it is kind of like hurtful when you swipe right on someone and they just, you just don't match.
But I would rather, I always convince myself like, oh, they just haven't been on the app today.
That's what I was, yeah, they're just not online, you know?
It's not that face-to-face, like speed dating rejection of like, I am not attracted to you, I don't like what you've shown me.
Uh-huh.
That is completely removed on Tinder because it's always just like, you know, oh, maybe they didn't see my profile. Yeah. Maybe they haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I actually have been on Tinder. It was literally like, this is going to be a weird story. Like 2018 or something like that. And I was with my brother and we were going to like something for my sister's like reunion or whatever, or high school something, and like Jake was telling me that he doesn't get a lot of matches as a man, and I was like, that's not true, because like I got a lot of matches with like a lot of men. And so he was like, you know what we're gonna do is we're gonna sit side by side and we're gonna swipe right on everyone until you know, and then see like how many until I match with someone.
Sure.
And so I swipe right, like get like 100 matches. Jake gets one match, it's me. Because we were swiping so quickly, like I was like, oh shit. But like I was like, oh my god, you literally swiped like so many fucking people and no one. And Jake's not ugly, but it was just like.
But this is the thing, is that if it was set on the straight settings, you know, it's like women are so much pickier than men.
Mm-hmm.
Of course every man would swipe right on you because you're hot and that's all they care about. You know?
Yeah.
It's like they didn't even probably read your bio. No one is dissecting the profiles the way that like women do. So I get that. That like, makes total sense.
Like a profile like sommelier, like no, not good enough.
Notes of
desperate
misogyny, desperation, ball sweat.
But yeah, keep going. Sorry.
So Tinder operates on the same principle as gambling. Users do not know when, while swiping, they will match with an individual they deem attractive. And users do not know when, after engaging in a conversation, a match will respond. Moreover, an individual's profile will still appear in the apps of other users who are swiping, even while the individual does not have the app open. This means that when users check their apps after a prolonged period of time, they often discover that they have gained new matches. This unpredictable quality keeps users curious and hooked. Another potential issue with Tinder is choice overload.
Oh, yeah.
Psychologist Barry Schwartz has claimed that having too many options reduces the likelihood that any decision will be made at all. Choice overload also reduces our certainty that any specific choice we make is the correct one.
Yeah, like, what's that thing on TikTok where it's like, we weren't supposed to see this many attractive people in our lives.
No.
Like, that's why a lot of, like, men have, like, the nads to, like, think that they deserve, like, fucking Bella Hadid, because they see so many hot women all the time that they assume that these are all the people in the area, or, yeah, like, people... like should like this are everywhere, yeah, you know, when that's totally unrealistic.
Very true. And also the popularization of like the Instagram model.
Yeah.
Where it's like people unfollow Instagram models when they get boyfriends.
Yeah.
Men unfollow women when they get boyfriends because it's that like I have a chance with her. You know, like all these bitches in my hometown.
Yeah.
Fuck them. They're all ugly. I want her.
Yeah.
And then when she dates someone just as hot as she is because she can.
Yeah.
You're butthurt about it. It's just such an ass backwards thing that you're very right. Like in college people date each other. College age people date each other because you're all at the same place at the same time. That's removed once you are removed from that environment.
Yeah.
So it becomes harder. And I get that. And that's where the delusion sets in.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, even with like, if a girl who's like an Instagram model starts dating a guy, I would understand probably not liking the photo of them together, but to unfollow them altogether.
Because you think you don't have a chance anymore?
That is, in the fact that you thought you had a chance originally.
Period.
That's crazy that you would unfollow them at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. The phenomenon of ghosting has become well known as well.
This is when an individual withdraws from a person's life and ignores their attempts at communication. In a recent study led by Gilly Friedman at Dartmouth College, researchers interviewed 554 men and women about their dating experiences. In the past, when individuals met partners through their peer groups, ghosting was perhaps not as prevalent due to social costs. Period. Because you have to see them.
Yeah.
Today, people don't have to incur such costs.
Are you the type of person who ghosts, or like, do you give like an explanation as to why you're not talking anymore?
I used to give an explanation, and now I ghost.
Yeah.
Which is probably regressing in terms of emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. But I'm at this level where if a man has pissed me off or given me the ick or is not treating me the way that I've established I want to be treated.
Yeah.
Or if you're just being a shit friend.
Yeah.
Because that should be the basis, you know, the friendship and then the romantic whatever. If that's no longer serving me, I just ghost.
Yeah.
I don't actually give a shit enough about your feelings because you don't give a shit about mine. Yeah. To sit here and explain to you in a paragraph long text message what you did, why this isn't working, da da da. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
If it's a girl, always.
Yeah.
But also, I've never ruined a friendship or stopped a friendship. Like, I've never ghosted a friend.
Yeah.
And I think that that's because there is no, like, that will never be romantic for me, you know, with a woman. And so that's never part of the mixture.
Yeah.
And when that's thrown in and my romantic feelings are hurt by a man, it's unforgivable and I just ghost.
Yeah.
So it's not my problem solving skills being lacking. It's my lack of interest in wanting to continue a friendship with someone who I'm romantically interested in and they're not interested in me.
Yeah.
Because that's just painful.
Yeah.
And I've done it too many times.
Yeah.
Especially oh my God, I've finally found my community on TikTok of women who have gone through the same thing as me, where you're the plus size funny friend to a straight man and you are their insider into women. You know, why? What does she want? The skinny girl that he's talking to. What does she want? Where should I take her on a date? Like, okay, here's what she likes. What gift should I give her? That's a woman telling him what to do.
Yeah.
And then he does it for that girl.
Yeah.
I have been that for so many men and I just had to say no.
Yeah.
I had to say, like, this is actually hurting me.
Yeah.
So I think that is, you know, like the ghosting thing.
Yeah.
I just ghost men that do that to me because fuck you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No,
that felt good.
Yeah, but that was the question. I mean, that makes total sense. Like, guys, just they're like, you're literally the woman that's giving the advice who like is friends with them. It's like, why can't you see me in that way?
Yes. Like, what is missing about me?
Yeah.
And what's missing is that I'm bigger.
I think it's not even the. I mean, yeah. But like, also the fact that they just are. It's them that is the issue.
Right.
But it's just so it's really truly like they. What's missing from them?
Yeah,
you know,
it is, and I hate, you know, sometimes how that narrative is pushed of like, it's not you, it's their mind and it's their whatever. But it's also hard not to feel like, okay, something's wrong with me.
Yeah,
in the most recent situationship I had, it was very much that. It was like, I don't know what else I could do to be the perfect candidate for this man. What was the issue at the end of the day was him.
Yeah.
He was a fucking sociopath.
There's no other way to describe. As a lesbian, I was like, this man sounds like the perfect package, and all the signals were there, and then you acted on it, and it was like, what?
Yeah, he rejected me.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the last time I ever do this.
Yeah.
And it was because I put myself in that situation where I'm the friend.
Yeah.
You know, like, we can joke and laugh and fart around each other and whatever. That's not how men work.
Yeah.
I friendzone myself.
I don't know. But, like, you did things that were, like, more than friends. Like,
yeah.
Did he. Yeah. It's just, like, you were very personable. I mean,
It's just men. It's like, you said this however long ago, and it is so true, and I think about it all the time, of, like, they don't see me as dateable because I'm too similar to them.
Yeah.
Like, they see me as one of their boys.
Yeah.
Which is a compliment in the mind of a man, you know, that like, I'm smart enough and I'm funny enough that he wants to joke around and laugh with me and invite me to hang out with his guy friends and whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not a compliment to me because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
And I want to be treated like, you know, a woman in the sense of,
you know, address me with that sort of fragility and to be soft and romantic.
Yeah.
But also, you know, like, it's like I don't have to be pigeonholed as a girlfriend or whatever, because that's so archaic. And I don't want to be treated like a little damsel.
Yeah.
But like, acknowledge that I'm a woman and I'm beautiful and I have worth in that sense. Anyway. Turn into therapy session really quick.
Well, I mean, we're talking about dating, and that's, it's painful, and it's your dating past, so that makes sense that you would want to talk about it. And I'm sure like a bunch of people can relate to that.
Oh yeah, I get messages from you guys sometimes when I, you know, in public about this. I'm really not that often, because I don't put myself in these situations that often anymore. I used to, and I just, it's not good for me. And as much as that, you know, what we're talking about here, that reward system of I made a man laugh, or like any sort of validation, it is intoxicating and it's mind fogging.
Yeah.
And you, we lost the plot, brothers.
Yeah.
We have lost the plot. And I had to stop doing it, because when it's outside the scope of a dating app and it's just like, oh my God, I met this guy and he's really cute and he's funny. We were laughing all night. They see me as just a funny person.
Yeah.
Which is great. And I want to be seen that way, but I want to be seen as more too.
Yeah.
And that is like taking myself off of the dating apps due to privacy reasons.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust men to keep our conversations private because of my public persona. I stopped using dating apps. And I can't trust men in real life to reciprocate my feelings.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of just taken this backseat position. And TikTok has really helped with that, because I've found a whole group of women in this comment section of this video. And this creator makes all these other videos about it that's so validating of like that feeling, and people that understand that we're their little, these men use us as like their emotional support animals almost. And it's been so nice. And I also don't feel a rush. I talk about this in therapy all the time of, we have removed ourselves, both you and I, from that toxic ring by spring, you know, MRS degree culture of the South. And that's been amazing for us. I didn't want that anyway. I was probably going to do it if I stayed in the South, because that's what a full life is to a lot of people who are traditional in the South. I didn't want that for myself, and I always knew that. And I am living the most authentic way that, like, Brittany wants to be spending her time.
Yeah.
And there will always be that part of me, because I grew up online and because I like things like fan fiction and boy bands and all that. You know, that inherent need to be loved that we all have.
Yeah.
But it's no longer the top priority in my ranking.
Yeah.
And that's very freeing. But it also, it's like, well, what do I do with my time?
Yeah.
If I'm not obsessing over a man, how do I spend my time?
Yeah.
So it's been very strange ever since the beginning of the pandemic, because that was when we all kind of had time to sit down and like really introspect.
Yeah.
And it's been freeing to come out of the other side and be like, I don't even have time for a relationship if I wanted one. I am constantly on the go. I couldn't have like a, my boyfriend's coming over like every, you know, two or three nights a week. That just is not a reality for me.
Yeah.
And I can't go see someone because I'm always on the go. And I think that that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to not be in a relationship. So anyone who needs to hear that, it's okay to be single, and it's okay to want to be in a relationship and not be.
Yeah.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. There are so many fucking people, and we all have so many issues. It's okay. So
yeah,
that's all. Anyway,
I was gonna say, you've got plenty of quote-unquote like time. Like, there's,
it's true,
your entire life ahead of you.
It's really true. And that we're all set back because of the pandemic. We all lost 2 years of our lives. And so I'm 25 now, but like, you know, I still think of myself as fresh out of college.
Yeah.
Because those 2 years were wasted.
Yeah.
And a, there's a whole stigma against women aging. And, you know, that this has just made it worse, because now we're all 2 years older, two more years out of commission.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel.
Like, before the pandemic, I was a cast member on Deadliest Catch. And now I still think of myself like on the boat. But I understand.
Exactly.
I understand. I understand what you mean. Yeah, dude. You're like, we're, I think like, yeah, we've got so much time.
Yeah. And it, there is no rush. And I'm, again, we've removed ourselves from that rush.
Yeah.
Of, you need to do it. You know, you're going to, your eggs are going to dry up. Yeah. No, they won't.
Dude, that's the crazy thing of like, so sometimes like my straight friends will be like, do you ever, like they go to a lot of weddings and they talk about like how they feel sad that they're like, you know, everyone's getting married. I'm like, I don't feel that sort of pressure. I mean, again, the gayness, but like, or like people having like children, I don't feel pressure to achieve either of those things at this point.
Right.
You know what? Yeah. So it's crazy.
How there's a freedom in that, but it's also like a loss of direction and a loss of purpose.
Yeah.
When it's like, oh, the narrative I've been fed my entire life that as a woman, I need to marry and pump out babies.
Yes.
When that's removed from the equation, it's like, well, then what am I supposed to do? Yes. And that's so sad to admit, but yeah. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, meeting new romantic partners is easier than ever with the rise of dating apps, quote unquote. In a paper discussing moral outrage on the internet, Yale neuroscientist Molly Crockett has noted that technology companies claim they simply provide platforms for social behaviors without altering those behaviors. Interesting. Likewise, dating app creators claim to make our lives easier without changing them. They don't seem to question whether they are changing our dating behaviors or hijacking our neurobiology.
There is no way in hell that dating apps have not severely affected people's mental status.
Yes, and how they view themselves as desirable.
If you're not getting matches, that's going to tell you no one wants you, and that's a painful message to receive. There's no way in hell that you would just put your phone on and be like, "All right, you know, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Go for a jog."
Yeah.
Yeah. Stanley did link some funny Tinder message accounts, so we're gonna try to make this as lighthearted as possible.
Yeah, now that we went through the depths of my trauma. Mm-hmm. This was a famous one that people copied. This bio I'm about to show you.
Okay.
This is a famous one that people copied, and I would see it on Tinder and I would be like, you know what this tells me, because I'm chronically online and I've seen this before, is that you're unoriginal.
Yeah.
You steal things. And if we were to go on a date, you would not be funny.
Yeah.
Like, immediately, because I know this is stolen.
I would rather, if you're going to post, a joke as your caption, make sure it's, something like funniest meme.
Right.
And so you, there's something about almost trying to pass it off as yours that's, infuriating.
And when you see through it, too. Yeah. Because it's like, you think you're on the internet? I'm on the fucking internet.
I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
I'm outside.
I'm better than you. You want to read it?
About James. I like long walks on the beach with my girlfriend until the LSD wears off and I realize I'm just dragging a stolen mannequin around a Wendy's parking lot.
Now, see, that's funny if that's the first time you're hearing
it. The first time. But, okay, dude, as someone also who did copywriting, I fucking hate, I hate when, sir, ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
Yeah.
I will slip my wrist at this Wendy's. The right way. Stop writing that shit. I'm sorry, guys.
There was somebody at A&M who used to do this.
Okay.
We had a Texas A&M Jesus. This is a Tinder account dedicated to Jesus. And the way they did this is actually really good. He's pouring a smart water into a wine glass and wine's coming out.
I think that's funny.
The bio is Jesus, 21, carpenter. Actually several thousand years old. IDKY, it says 21, LOL. Downside, I've only been nailed, what? Sacrilege. Upside, I would die for you, so you know I'm committed. Also, my dad's a pretty big deal. He also beats me in treadle. He always beats me in treadle. Swipe right if you need some Jesus in you. My anthem, Jesus Take the Wheel.
Oh, that's fun.
I would have swiped right on this and eaten it up.
Yeah, that is. I like that he committed to the bit. There's nothing.
What are your thoughts?
This is a funny bit. I think some of the jokes are a little bit cheesy. Only been nailed once.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, you could do better.
Yeah. I mean, I like it, but I do like the commitment. I really do like that.
I feel like it would be so funny if you as a copywriter swiped right and you were like, love the bio. Here's how you could improve it.
Here's some edits.
Yeah. So on the fourth line, I want you to take that out.
Yeah. Another one is a girl with a watermelon says, I hear you like bad girls. I'm bad at everything. Katie. Funny.
Katie.
Katie. This, okay, but I'm not going to, I actually don't want to fault a lot of people. It is so hard to write a good bio.
An original good Tinder bio that no one has seen before, or you're not repurposing without knowing.
Because it's the same feeling as when you're in a class and they're doing icebreakers and they're like, let's everyone say a fact about ourselves. And John's got a car, and Katie's got a dog, and Martha's dead. I don't know. Yeah.
This one is morbid. Oh. So heads up. This is Leah. She's 20. I'm dying, so you don't have to worry about a long-term commitment. She's got an oxygen up her nose. What's that called up her nose?
I don't know. A tube up her nose. That's funny.
Great sense of humor.
Yeah.
You got to admit.
I think that I like that because the joke is personalized to her actual experience.
Yeah. Yes. I also want to point out that, like, if we were reviewing these 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
these would have been smash hits.
There would be more poop up my back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horny poop.
I'd be laughing. Horny poop. I'm so wet. It's yeah. poop.
It's poop.
Oh, God. This is Emma. And she just
has... that's it.
She has a picture of a cat on her shirt, and then she has a picture of a cat with a, and then the cat has a picture of her on her its shirt.
The cat is wearing a shirt.
That is cute.
Classic Emma. Not his name is Gucci.
This young white man in a cut off. Oh my God. His name is Gucci. I'm the grandmother in the first picture, but after a Freaky Friday type situation caused us to switch bodies, I've been trapped inside this ugly idiot for weeks. Please help. If anyone can get me in contact with Lindsay Lohan for advice, that'd be greatly appreciated. I like that.
I'm swiping right.
I like that.
Yeah. You
I
got
like
me.
Referring to your grandmother as an ugly idiot. That's something out of my book. I like that.
Hope. The 19- P is silent at night. Ho.
Oh, her name is Ho.
That's a left for me.
Yeah, no. This one is Krista. Don't swipe right. Just on here to catch my lying boyfriend. Hey, honey, if you're seeing this, it's over. You're caught. Oh, another thing that girl Brittany you're seeing said Sunday at 7 p.m. in Charlottesville to catch a movie. She showed me everything. We're besties now. Bye, loser.
Imagine being her honey.
Yeah. This is not dating related. I would make that a lot more severe. I would make that a lot more embarrassed. If you're going to make it public... like, you really drag it through the mud.
Yeah.
You know?
I let the dog shit on all your personal belongings, and they're also out on the curb.
I use the toothbrush to scrub, like, the fucking sewer drain next door. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you think men are reading bios?
Absolutely not.
This man said, feet.
This man swiped right on her, not looking at the picture, was like, my girlfriend. Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Crystal. Ew.
God.
Pete, 41. It's just a picture of him shirtless. About Pete, things you need to know about me. First off, if we go out, you're paying. Not just for, not just for me, but for my wife. If she shows up and she's a drinker. Sex isn't guaranteed after that. If I'm interested, I'll place my underpants on the table.
Fold them in three and place them in your handbag. Return them washed and we will consummate passionately.
Dude, I actually love the idea of like going to dinner and you, without taking your pants off and without cutting your underwear, you just place them on the table.
I had these ready to go.
Yes. I dislike women who aren't shallow. A plus if you wear my mom's perfume and fit perfectly in the void she left.
Oh, God.
I'm 6'4". Those are two measurements. I like Pete.
You're the fucking man.
Wait, scroll down. What was my favorite part of that? if I'm interested, I'll place my underpants on the table.
Oh, wow.
I would swipe right even though he's 41 and a man.
Yeah. That's my type right there.
I want him to be my dad.
Yeah. I would like to confide in him, similar to the way I would a father figure.
I would like to fill the daughter void in his soul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in this week to
Violated,
Frenemies.
Frenemies.
To the H3 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We love you guys very much. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, go check us out on YouTube.com. Check us out on Yelp. Check us out on Zillow.com. Love you guys so much. We will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that.
and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.